Gasoline prices are on the rise again after falling for the last 6 weeks. A survey by AAA shows the average price nationwide hit $3 a gallon today. And an international watchdog warned this week that energy supplies are likely to remain tight for at least the next 5 years. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
If you thought you'd left $3 gasoline in the rearview mirror, think again. American drivers got a little reprieve in the month and a half leading up to the July 4th holiday as pump prices fell more than 25 cents a gallon. But now the price is climbing again, just in time for the busiest part of the summer driving season. AAA spokesman Jeff Sundstrom says a big price spike in the Midwest is behind much of the run-up.
Most of the recent increase has been due to problems in the Midwest, specifically the loss of a refinery in Coffeyville, Kansas, that was flooded and will be out of commission for the rest of the summer, and a continuing problem at a big refinery in Whiting, Indiana.
That BP refinery in Whiting has been having problems for several months. It's one of the nation's biggest and oldest refineries, originally built by the Standard Oil Company more than a century ago to produce kerosene. It's so important to the city on the south shore of Lake Michigan that Whiting's slogan is "Refining the Heart of Community." Kathleen Cunningham runs an ice cream parlor in Whiting, about a mile from the refinery. She says rising gas prices there haven't cut into her ice cream sales, but she still hears plenty of grumbling from her customers.
Yes, they all crab about how expensive it is.
Cunningham herself is lucky. She hasn't had to buy gasoline in about 2 weeks.
I bought a Toyota this year, and I'm getting really good mileage with the Toyota, but everybody in my family has American-made cars, and they're gas guzzlers. And it's ferocious, hard on everybody.
Even so, the Energy Department says Americans are buying more gasoline than ever. Oil analyst John Kilduff of the brokerage group Mann Financial notes demand is up about 1.5% from this time last year.
Surprisingly, we haven't seen much in the way of consumer reaction to $3 and even $4 gasoline. We've had some record weeks over the past several months, and we're expecting to see big numbers continue now throughout the remainder of the summer.
This week, the International Energy Agency warned oil supplies will barely keep pace with demand in the next 5 years. Unless consuming nations cut back, forecasters say, the world's likely to see even higher prices for oil and gasoline. Kilduff says the only thing likely to reduce demand would be a slowdown in the global economy.
The energy demand growth that we're seeing, not only from China, but from other Asian countries and the U.S., is really on the back of the economy that keeps chugging along overall. You know, $70 a barrel seems to be the new floor. I think consumers should get pretty used to $3 a gallon gasoline for the most part at the pump, if not higher.
Crude oil in the U.S. is already trading above $72 a barrel, and prices elsewhere are even higher. AAA's Jeff Sundstrom says rising prices for oil and gasoline are sending an important signal.
America's energy future is very insecure. And as a society and certainly as consumers, we need to continue to do what we can to drive more fuel-efficient vehicles and decrease the amount of energy that we consume overall.
Sundstrom says it would take years for any new government fuel economy standards to have a meaningful effect on overall demand. But he says consumers can help themselves more quickly by making wise choices when shopping around for a car. Scott Horsley, NPR News.